Good morning with a clear sky and light winds overnight. Temperatures allowed to drop back into the 40s in many locations across interior New York and New England, even some 30s sprinkled in across the higher terrain. Yet some locations with a bit of a breeze remained in the 50s overnight, so a wide range of temperatures early this morning. But one thing is common throughout the region is that skies are clear and we'll enjoy a good-looking amount of sunshine throughout the morning and into the afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across the eastern part of the country, including here in the northeast. It's situated over the Carolina coast. Around the backside of the high, a southwesterly breeze will increase today and push temperatures even higher than they were over the weekend. So with mostly sunny skies and that southwest wind, it'll be warm and readings in the lower and even some middle 80s. Across the higher terrain, it'll get into the middle and upper 70s today, out ahead of a cool front which is currently moving through the central Great Lakes. That front will make steady progress in our direction later today and tonight, and skies will cloud up overnight. And with the passage of that front, we'll have scattered rain showers around, maybe a rumble of thunder, but that would be less common, and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 50s. That front will be close by tomorrow with a few scattered rain showers left over for the morning drive. Otherwise, it'll slide slowly to the south, keeping some clouds in place across parts of the region, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds as we get into Tuesday afternoon. Highs behind the front tomorrow will be back into the lower to middle 70s, but still well above average. High pressure building in Tuesday night into the day on Wednesday will produce more sunshine for the middle of the week. On Wednesday afternoon, we'll be back into the middle 70s. Then around the back side of that high, even warmer on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds up toward 80. It looks like the ridge of high pressure will hang out into the weekend, keeping skies partly sunny and temperatures pushing into the lower 80s on Friday and Saturday, right around 80 on Sunday with the next chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across western and northeastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and far west central Illinois. There's also a slight risk of severe storms across southeastern parts of New Mexico and portions of west and southwest Texas. Cloudiness left over from early morning storms across the slight risk area may limit surface heating, but computer models suggest moderate instability will be possible with the strongest surface heating. With weak mid to upper level winds and weak shear, multi-cells will be the primary storm mode, with hail and strong wind gusts the primary threats. A tornado risk, however, cannot be ruled out across north central Kansas late this afternoon into the early evening hours. And strong surface heating and upslope flow should support thunderstorm development this afternoon in southwest Texas and southeast New Mexico, with supercells likely, given the expected moderate instability and wind shear. Large hail and damaging winds will be the primary threats. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 5:08 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Red Lake, Ontario, Canada, at 8:27 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 39 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 39. 51% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature 64, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero for the month, which is 32 hundredths of an inch below average, and 7.67 inches for the year, which is 3.82 inches of precipitation below average. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, now 16. That's 18 below average, and 6,742 for the season, which is 315 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 28, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a few showers, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a shower in the morning, then a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday near 80. Mostly sunny Friday, lower 80s, lower 80s Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs right around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.